It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. For 20 years, the Red Cedar Chamber Music Ensemble has been led by a husband and wife dedicated to performing commissioned classical music in small rural venues. Now, they are leaving the musical organization they founded, but it will continue under new leadership. Iowa Public Radio's John Pemble traveled with the musicians for their final ensemble performances.
Central City is a town with less than 2,000 people near Cedar Rapids. Here in the community center, 50 people are listening to the Red Cedar Chamber Ensemble perform a new piece by Stephen Cohen titled "Curfew Shall Not Ring Tonight." The acoustics here don't favor the flute, violin, guitar, or cello, something co-founder and classical guitarist of the ensemble John Dowdle says is a deliberate choice.
You don't necessarily go to the ideal places, and the audience isn't necessarily behaving in an ideal manner that we would consider appropriate for the concert hall.
Since Dowdle and his wife, flutist Jan Boland, founded the ensemble 20 years ago, they've commissioned 50 works to play in spaces like this. Before that, they were a national touring duo. Boland says when they started playing together in the 1980s, she didn't think small Iowa venues would become such an important part of their career.
What you end up learning is that people are people, and our audiences are just as dear to our hearts as those occasions where we're playing on the coasts or in Europe. It's turned out to be a wonderful part of what we're doing as Red Cedar.
Every year, they perform a season of music in around 24 venues. Boland and Dowdle like the intimacy of small spaces, but they also like formal music venues, like the main stage at CSPS Hall in Cedar Rapids. Last Saturday night, 200 people watched Dowdle and Boland play their last full concert as members and leaders of the Red Cedar Chamber Ensemble. Dowdle says they like what they've done, but they've always known the ensemble's long-term success would depend on other people.
To pass this organization on, we not only had to be at a point where we were thinking, it's time for us to move on, we had to find the perfect fit.
And they found it with violinist Mira Kim and cellist Carrie Boston. The married couple has been playing with Red Cedar for a decade. After the final concert during a reception, the four musicians publicly transfer leadership. Kim and Boston thank their predecessors.
The way this has been presented to us is well done and just as beautifully conceived as every concert I've ever played with them and every event. And for that, we can't thank you enough.
The two have spent much of this year getting their debut 2017 season ready as leaders. Mira Kim says the core of this group will be the same, but there will be changes.
Carrie's a cellist, I'm a violinist, so the first concert of the season will be just featuring ourselves as a duo. We're calling it It's a String Thing. And one thing we're very happy about is we'll be bringing some main stage concerts to Iowa City.
As for the now former leaders Dowdle and Boland, they plan to return to their roots and tour as a duo. I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.